Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We're alive, Descendants. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Chapter 8. Game Over. Part 1 of 3.
Iola Statley, W News, with a breaking report. This morning, in an emergency session, several Westport Council members voted to instigate the process of an emergency-free election. Polls for President Zhang continue to show wavering support after allegations of mishandling the response to the Westport train attack, along with the rising tensions between Westport and the Republic leadership. This would be the only time in her 11-year tenure that President Zhang will likely have to defend her title and position. The last-minute challenge came only a day after reports of an infected refugee killing several security officers and two staff at Mata Hospital. This would mark the first casualty from an infected inside of Westport's border since its official establishment in 2016. The grieving families are laying their loved ones to rest this morning in closed and sealed caskets as a security precaution in Fabre Memorial Park. When speaking with them before the service, they had this to say.
Thank you all for coming here this morning and honoring our fallen heroes. What we do is always a constant fight, and their sacrifices will never be forgotten.
I can't believe she's gone. Hope's been with us since the beginning.
I know. I remember her constantly being by my bedside while I recovered from leg surgery in the colony. That feels like forever ago. This place won't feel the same without her.
There's just so few of us from the towers left now. So many faces here I don't even know. I just never thought anything like this could happen.
Neither did I.
And what's worse, and I know this is awful to think right now, but whatever she knew about the journal and Nick, that's gone now.
Don't feel bad. Part of me was thinking the same thing. What if she knew that one small detail that could have brought Vera home?
God, it makes it even more painful. Have you heard anything from our search party?
Nothing. Last thing I heard was that Mira was following a lead to where Nick may have gone. And since then, it's been completely quiet. So now, I'm dealing with two teams missing, all the while having to manage everything else that's been happening. Pegs. I don't know how much more I can handle. It's just one thing after another. My mind is working these problems from every angle, but my heart is struggling while Vera's gone.
Vera's not gone, and neither is Nick or the others. We'll find them.
How can I ever begin to control what happens inside our walls with so much happening on the outside? When this was just a colony, it was a lot easier. There's so much more at stake now.
I know.
What's going to happen with Michael? Now that Hope is... well...
they assigned another doctor to look after him. But with Hope, I knew I could trust her no matter what.
I can make sure Michael still gets the best care possible. The best doctor we have.
Something inside me makes me think I'll be back here with him soon enough.
Don't think that way.
I know, I try not to, but he hasn't shown any progress.
Michael is a fighter. He always has been.
Yeah. But some fights, you just can't win.
Pegs! We were gonna head back. Did you want to come with us?
Go ahead, Dean. I'll catch up.
Take your time.
I had someone run checks on them again, by the way. And pull the hospital records before I came here.
Anything?
Dean, Ruth, and Mira Mullen. Alibis and background, all clear. Not a single thing out of order.
So, nothing?
But the hospital records, those show Dean coming and going at least 10 times in the last week.
Really?
And when he wasn't there, Ruth was.
What were they doing?
There's limited surveillance in the medical wings aside from just checking in, so we don't know. But I'm having someone watch now.
So nothing concrete. Great. So our only chance now may be finding something in their house.
Are you sure you want to go back with them? You still want to do this?
Yes. What other choice do I have? If they know something about what happened to Nick, I'd do anything to find out.
Just be careful.
I will.
Ma'am, you ready?
Coming.
Oh my.
President Drake, any comments to the families regarding the attack at the hospital?
No comment.
Can we expect more occurrences?
She just lost a close friend. Give her some space.
They lost loved ones too. I think they deserve answers. What went wrong? Can we expect more occurrences?
Back up!
President! Madam President! Just a moment of your time. Just one or two questions.
Want your questions answered, you'll get them at a press conference.
Sorry about that. It's been nonstop all morning.
I can imagine.
The people want to know if this could happen again.
Well, can it?
We don't know yet. But we're handling it. Whatever infection it was has been contained. Everything has been destroyed. Hopefully this was only a fluke. I have a few choice people looking into it, and they'll try to piece together where exactly that man came from and how he got like that.
So no one else knows what we saw at the hospital?
Only those who need to from disease control. I don't want to cause a panic. Not until we understand more and not to add on to everything else going on. The best I can do is try to protect our people. Till maybe it's not my job anymore.
What could anyone else do that you haven't? Westport will keep believing in you. I do. You are the best and only person for the job.
I don't even know if I believe in that anymore.
CJ, you will pull through this.
Thanks, Pegs.
Madam President, sorry about that. Your transportation is waiting.
It's all right, Dora. It's to be expected. I'll be right there.
I'm gonna get going. Dean and Ruth are giving me a ride home.
Stay safe, okay? You have my emergency contact if you need it. You sure you don't want security to follow you and...
No. That could tip them off. I'll be fine. They have had plenty of opportunities to do something, and they haven't. Who knows? We could be completely wrong about the whole thing.
Right. Keep me posted. Bye, Pegs.
Bye.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Sorry I took so long. This whole thing just...
There's no need to be. I'm sorry. Hope was something special. I know I didn't spend a lot of time with her, but I thought we had a good connection. I'm just gonna miss joking around with her.
I know. Me too. Let's just go home.
Ruth's pulling the car around. This way.
Let me get the door, CJ.
President Zhang. Now a good time to talk?
Now?
Sergeant Hoggs, not exactly. If you don't mind, we can make an appointment later.
Sorry, I don't think this can wait. And if you don't mind, it's Command Sergeant Major now. I've been promoted to the head of Westport's military.
You're who the counselors chose to replace Michael?
Someone had to. Even if he does recover, I doubt he'd ever be fit for duty.
You ran a hell of a training center for the Guardians. I look forward to working with you.
Likewise. Which is why I'm here. We have a lot to discuss.
Why not? Get in.
Traveling well? Even during a fuel shortage?
You expect her to walk out there in the open? With everything going on? And with her leg?
It's all right, Dora. Let's just cut to the chase. Where are we at, Sergeant Major?
Regarding the situation with the Republic, we've stationed troops at all our forward outposts, just like Michael wanted. Since then, we have been stockpiling on munitions and supplies or whatever is available. But...
But what?
Well... All the alternative rail lines to the UA have been cut off by the Republic. We aren't getting resupplied anytime soon from our East Coast allies.
Can't we just ship them in by boat?
That's a hell of a long way to go around South America. And none of our Pacific trade partners have the kinds of munitions we need to stand a chance against a military assault. Meanwhile, the Republic continues to move their heavy armor into their newly annexed land.
Bringing them closer to us.
Exactly. We sent what cargo vessels we could for supplies to other ports, but many of those have been repeatedly hit and ransacked.
By whom?
Pirates. We don't have enough of a navy or extra troops right now to defend both sides of the border.
Well then, we need to call in favors from the Pacific trade partners. Maybe they can help support with navy ships, troops, or...
I've already asked. Most of them would rather spend resources defending their own borders against infected. And the others, well...
Well, what?
Frankly, they aren't sure who's going to end up on top after all this settles.
On top? What does that mean?
They think the Republic is going to win this.
Their city-state has been stockpiling weapons for years. Not to mention their whole society is based around military service. Not hard to see why our trade partners would start to get cold feet.
Of course. Republic citizens have no other way of life. This place is different. We are not them.
There might be other options.
And what's that?
What if there was any way to negotiate? I mean, what do they even want?
Every time we've tried communicating with their leadership lately, we've received no response. But I know what they want. It's what they've always wanted. New Rotterdam. They want our shipping port to the Pacific. Then they want our farms, our resources, and our people. All 350,000 of them.
Do you know what it's like to live in the Republic?
No, I don't. Never been.
Well, I have. It's like the old colony, before CJ. You weren't there then, but there wasn't a lot of living going on.
I wanted to make this place different, and we will not compromise that. You understand?
I'm only telling you what's going on and where we are.
And everything you do is appreciated.
I'll do what I can. Whatever is best for Westport, you be sure to do the same.
What is that supposed to mean?
Keep its interest in hand for the longevity of this place, no matter what.
Is that all, Command Sergeant Major?
That's all for now. You can drop me off here. I can walk the rest of the way to the IC.
Driver, pull over.
Good day, Madam President.
This day will never end, and it just started.
Never missed Michael so much in my life. Who knows what Hoggs will do with our military?
You don't trust him?
I don't like his attitude. But honestly, I have no idea.
Well, I am still president. For however much longer. I can't let this place down.
You never would. Ever.
I guess. I've had to deal with worse. But honestly, this would be a hell of a lot easier if I only knew where my daughter was.
Vera. Hey. Vera, wake up. Hey, it's me.
Oh. Sorry, Lisa. Sorry. I for- forgot where I was for a second there.
I didn't want to wake you. Let you sleep for a while, but I think we need to get moving.
You've been up for long?
I had a hard time sleeping. Been keeping an eye out.
See anything?
Not really. It's been quiet. Feels pretty safe on this rooftop. Almost don't want to leave, but I know we can't stay here forever.
I know what you mean. Just give me a second to wake up and gather my things.
The river gives you life. The river gives you life. It's not exactly the best clue.
You still think we should head to the source?
Seems like the best option. Unless you have a better idea?
Following the river is probably our best bet to keep safe. It gives us an escape route. I don't think we'd be able to do much to those bulls if we went against them head on.
There's still another kind of infected here, right? That's what.
Careful what you say. In case someone's listening. Who knows where they might have cameras or mics in here? We're not supposed to know anything.
Oh. Yeah.
Here. Take your pistol. It's all clean.
Thanks. So, just rappel down from here.
Yeah. I'll climb down after you. I'll try and cut the rope and save what we can.
If you say so. Here goes.
Well, there's no good way to do this. Here, get ready. Catch the bag.
Oops.
Nice catch. Whatever. I'll lower my katana with the rope. Can you at least make sure that doesn't fall?
Sure. Sorry.
Okay. I'll climb down the rest of the way. Save what rope we can. Wait right there. I have to go around.
Just be careful.
Always.
Of course. You can do anything. Vera? Vera! I think something's out there. Vera? Shit, shit, shit! Oh no!
Ah! Whoa! Easy with that!
There's something out there. I heard it.
Where?
Over near the tall grass.
Follow me. Stay close.
Should we cross back over the river?
I don't know if we make it to the water before it gets to us.
Oh, shit.
Shh! Focus. And watch. Only shoot if you have to. More will come to us if you do.
Great. This is just great.
Wait. I see it now.
What is... Oh. It's a dog.
Is that a coyote?
Yeah. Thank God, because for a moment there I...
No!
Another one! I saw a dog. That was... They were...
Skinwalkers. Remember? These infected use the skins of the coyotes to hide. Disguise themselves.
I know, I couldn't tell. Wearing animals like clothes, but they move and sound like them too.
They may have been alone. Were they scouts? Look around. Do you see anymore?
They could be anything, right? I don't even know what to look for. If they can blend in, who knows when they might just...
You need to pay attention. We can't make any mistakes in here. One, and we're done.
Of course.
It's clear. We should get moving. What happened to your pistol?
It fell in the mud when they jumped at us.
I just finished cleaning that. Ugh! Give it to me! Drop your gun in the middle of a conflict? I mean, come on! Can you do any of this?
I'm trying. You understand that, right?
There's no possible way I can do all of this on my own. You understand that, right? I need a partner in here. I can't be dragging along dead weight.
What? I'm not. I'm doing the best I can. What the hell do you expect from me?
Better. You're a guardian, right? You graduated, took the combat courses.
Of course I did. And I remember a lot of it, but who the hell would be prepared for shit like this?
You take what you're given and you adjust. It's what any good soldier does.
Uh-huh. Well, we all can't be like you. Not everyone is qualified to be the great Vera Zhang.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means stop being an ass. I'm your partner, not your subordinate. You might be able to do more and know more than me, but it doesn't mean that I can't do anything. Our lives are both at stake here.
I'm sorry, okay? I didn't mean to say
I'm trying. I swear I am. I'm in this just as much as you. I'm just scared. Is that okay?
You don't think I am, too?
You don't look it.
Then I hide it well. Been burying it behind my focus, which is directed at getting us out of here and as fast as possible.
Then we should get moving. At least we know where to go now, right?
Or where we think we need to go.
We don't have any other waypoints, do we?
That's all we have.
Then lead the way. Sword in front.
We'll follow the river. I'm guessing it's probably going to take us to those cliffs over there.
More climbing?
A lot more. The river starts beyond that.
They wouldn't make getting to these clues easy, would they?
Probably harder the further we get.
Great.
Wait. Turn around.
Why?
We should take the furs from the skinwalkers.
What? Gross. Do you really want to?
I mean, they might come in handy. Help us blend in. Help me clean them off. Ugh. Take some of their little ropes and ornaments, too. Put it in our bag.
I can't believe they made all of this.
Can't underestimate what they're capable of now.
Oh, when you thought the fish were bad. Oh, shit. You don't think...
That's Nick or Alex's arena? I don't know.
I sure hope not. Please, Nick. Please be all right.
Come on, Nick.
We'll be back after a brief word from our sponsors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now we continue with Descendants.
Come on, get up. What? I can't believe I fell asleep.
Snoring like an ox.
What?
I don't snore.
Then you breathe really loud and obnoxiously when you sleep. We should save some of this fire, right?
Yep. Don't know if we'll have another chance to start one. It's pretty damp here.
At least we have these furs. Would have froze without them.
Yeah. Glad we only burned the one.
That guy we took them from, you think the Yetis got him? How long was he in here?
No idea. I thought they'd take out the last contenders, or whatever they call us.
Maybe they couldn't reach him. It's easier if you don't collect the corpses.
Maybe.
Or... maybe they didn't want to.
What?
Give me your furs.
Shit, man. Whew. You better give them back. I'm lucky to have those.
I don't think it's luck. I think it's a plant. Flip them over. Put them together.
What? Holy hell. Is that... there's lines.
A map. It's drawn on the back. You wouldn't know it unless all the skins are put together.
We're still missing a piece.
Oh, probably the one we burned. Thankfully, it's not the part that shows where we need to go.
Which is...
right there. I think that's supposed to be an X. It's on the edge, but... that has to be our exit.
Then where is that?
Take a look around us. This whole arena ramps up. There's the hill we crossed yesterday. I think that puts us here, and this area is where the entrance was.
So, that way is where we need to go.
Oh, they like that.
They are watching us after all.
Huh. Might not be for this arena. Could be somewhere else. There's what, five?
Well, in that case, I hope it's for a good reason.
May not be.
Whatever. Pack up. Let's get moving. Can I have my furs back at least?
Sure. We won't need to look anymore. I have a good idea where it's taking us. Want to bet that's where other infected are living?
Oh, I'm sure it is. They wouldn't make this easy.
You set?
Yep, I'm good. Roll out.
What else is living in here? Ice crawlers or some shit? Your grandma's journal say anything about those?
Here. Females coordinate hunts and are physically larger. They defend their territory and are known to set traps.
Traps? Good to know. What else?
Combined with their frozen saliva, they create hard icicles over their bone growths to make protective armor. Have been known to throw them. The chemical reaction of water with their saliva bonds and hardens the ice, making them deadly from afar and hard to kill up close.
Any weaknesses?
Nope. Doesn't say any. Says they live in caves, and there's a sketch.
They decorate their caves?
Apparently. Known to make ornate ice sculptures and art.
Jeez, these things just keep getting weirder and weirder.
That's what I've been saying. Nobody listens.
Who doesn't listen?
Oh, it's just...
Come on, man. Who you been saying that to?
I don't know if I should say...
I'm not gonna tell.
Well, I've been saying it to anyone who would listen. I mean, back home, they keep thinking that people are the biggest threat now, and not the infected.
Can't it be both?
Yeah. One, you have a chance to reason with. The other, you can't. I mean, you have any idea how many humans have died because of the infection?
I get what you're saying, but I could always flip that around. How many humans have killed each other? Just look where we are exactly, and who made all this?
Okay, sure. I guess there's always going to be some assholes in the world who take advantage and exploit what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think everyone would get the fact that we have a common enemy. You know, maybe work together, but...
People don't work like that, do they?
Look, I don't know. Maybe I'm holding on to hope for something different.
You're going to be holding for a long while.
So, people are infected. Which is worse? What do you think?
I try not to. But, if I had to, I'd say that people will always be looking out for themselves. That's never changed. It's rare to find otherwise. There's no loyalty. Doesn't matter where you're from.
I'd say Westport is different. Our guardians, my friends, they may screw up now and then, but they know what's at stake. Try to do good in this world, and I mean, it's still the best place out there.
Republic says the same thing. And the UA. Hard to know any other perspective when that's where you were raised. It's called indoctrination.
Yeah, whatever. You don't know that.
Don't I? I have no home. No bias. Just call him like I see him.
We should probably quit talking. You know, something might hear us.
Oh, heaven forbid someone actually listens.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Just keep walking, all right? We have a ways to go.
Not much further. You keep saying that, but we're still not there. Well, this time I can see the top. I thought Heartlands would be more, you know, land flat. The water has to flow downhill somehow. Almost there. I need to take a break.
It'll be easier to do that once we reach the top. Keep climbing until...
What the hell is that?
Oh no. Lisa, come on. Pick up the pace. You have to move faster.
What is it? I don't want to look.
Just focus on getting to the top. You can do this. You have to.
My arms. They're...
Shit. Come on, Lisa. Move.
I'm trying.
Here. Tie the rope around you. I'll help pull you up, but you gotta keep moving.
I don't know if I can. My arms are tight.
You can't give up.
I'm not! I'm going as fast as I can! They must have found a way across the river. They caught up. Move! What is that? I can feel... Oh no. The bulls. They're at the base of the cliff and they're climbing. What? You don't have time! Go! Is that... Uh-huh. Buffalo Bill is leading them.
We're Alive. Descendants will return next week. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You've been listening to We're Alive, Descendants. Produced by Wayland Productions. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Starring
Jatan Gilbert as Nicholas.
Hajin Cho as Vera.
Bree Tilton as Lisa.
Hayes Dunlap as Dean.
Alisa Elliott as Pegs.
Constance Parn as CJ.
Thomas Bell as Hawks.
Lauren Kroon as Secretary Dora.
Michael Ursu as Vincent.
Bryony Bishop as Iola Stadt.
And I'm Michael Swan. Additional voices by K.C. Whalen.
Phil Nieto.
Nasaka Malimba.
Kyle Pottig.
Shannon Zimmerman.
Hero Carlisle.
Produced by K.C. Whalen. Editing and sound design by Victoria Chang. Assistant editing by Tim Mulhern. Infected sound design by Michael Keane and Gino Jang. Mastered by Victoria Cheng. Original music by Robert Mai and Danny Burkhoff Hopkins.
Score assistance by Evan Tamani.
Recording and engineering by Wayland Productions. Recording engineer, Victoria Cheng. Script supervisor, Gino Jang. Production assistants, Isabella Miller and Holly Megan Scott. Audio production manager, Victoria Cheng. Social media manager and videographer, Gino Jang. Co-produced by Rusty Quill. Executive producer, Alexander J. Newell. Chief marketing officer, Callum Dougherty. Marketing assistant, Hattie Quinlan. Network liaison, Tom Park. For more info about the show and a complete list of cast and crew, visit us at www.wearealive.com. Access exclusive content and lore on our Patreon. Follow us on social media for regular updates. This has been a Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.